Alexia Gonzalez Barros was born in Madrid, Spain in 1971 and was the youngest of seven siblings, two of whom died before they were born. Her parents Francisco and Moncha were active members of Opus Dei. It was at the age of four that she became a student at the Jesus Maestro School, run by the Saint Teresa of Jesus nuns, where many people still remember her and in whose chapel she used to pray daily. When she was eight, she made her first Holy Communion in the Church of Santa Maria de la Paz in Rome. And during that family trip, her parents introduced her to Saint John Paul II and Blessed Alvaro del Portillo. During high school, she started attending a center of Opus Dei for young girls, where she took part with her friends in cultural and spiritual activities. Alexia led a very normal life. She studied, made plans with her friends, spent the summer with her family and grandparents, and she even had the opportunity to go on a pilgrimage with her parents and siblings to the Holy Land. It was in Bethlehem where she fulfilled one of her greatest desires, to kiss the place where Jesus was born. In the spring of 1984, when Alexia was only 13, she started to feel a dull pain in her right shoulder that later spread to her back. Her parents took her for a checkup, but doctors found nothing unusual. A year later, after more x-rays were done, that's when doctors cautioned her to not move at all, as the slightest movement would leave her paralyzed. X-rays had shown that her spinal column was damaged. Doctors had diagnosed Alexia with a cancerous spinal tumor, which led to four operations. Alexia was not getting better and gradually becoming paralyzed. Doctors had instilled a metallic crown around her head. This crown was held in place with four screws embedded in her scalp. Her condition only seemed to worsen with the onset of headaches that became unbearable. The operation she had to undergo and the recovery process involved great suffering, but she edified everyone by her peace and ability to transmit joy amid serious illness. During her illness, the teenager offered her sufferings for the church and the Pope. She was known to pray, "Jesus, I want to feel better. I want to be healed. But if you do not want that, I want what you want." From the beginning of her sickness, Alexia's daily prayers were, "Lord, for all who pray for me, return their prayers 100-fold. For all those who do favors for me, pay them back 100-fold as well." Now, part of Alexia's suffering was spiritually. Once, the devil made an appearance. Alexia's brother was in the room with her when she suddenly told him that she wanted to die soon because the black man was present in her room. This was how Alexia referred to the devil. Her mother and brother then sprinkled holy water around her room. That's when Alexia replied, "That's it, he's gone." This very act calls to mind a very famous quote from Saint Teresa of Avila. She once wrote, "From long experience, I have learned that there is nothing like holy water to put devils to flight and prevent them from coming back again. They also flee from the cross, but return, so holy water must have great virtue." After a 10-month battle with cancer, Alexia breathed her last breath on December 5, 1985, at the age of 14, surrounded by her family and loved ones. Alexia had learned to trust her father God, and this enabled her to be joyful even amid the greatest pains and hardships. She knew that her suffering was meaningful, that she held a treasure in her hands, and she offered it daily for the church, the Pope, and all the people she had in her heart. Venerable Alexia Gonzalez Barros, pray for us.